Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. There are bound to be setbacks and obstacles in life. But God promised us that we are more than conqueror through Him that love us. No matter what we face, as believers, let us trust God for strength and grace to overcome. As we study the Word of God today, we are looking at the topic, overcoming obstacles. Our Bible text is from Romans chapter 8 verse 37.
Romans chapter 8 verse 37. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
Life is full of setbacks, challenges, and obstacles that can make us feel overwhelmed and hopeless. But, as Christians, we have the assurance that with God's help, we can overcome anything. Our Bible text today from Romans chapter 8 verse 37 talks about overcoming our obstacles. It says, No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Are you facing challenges or setbacks in life that seem to limit you from getting to your destination? No, in the midst of those challenges and obstacles, you are more than conqueror through Christ Jesus. Helen Keller, an American author and political activist, was born deaf and blind, but she rose out of her obstacles to become something in life. Helen Keller was born in 1880. With both deafness and blindness and grew up in a time when there were few resources and limited understanding of how to communicate with people with her condition. But with the help of her teacher Ann Sullivan, Helen learned how to communicate through sign language and Braille. She went on to attend college and became a lecturer and advocate for people with disabilities. The story of Helen Keller reminds us that even when faced with seemingly insurmountable setbacks, we can still achieve great things with hard work, determination, and perseverance. Born both deaf and blind, Keller rose out of obstacles to become an accomplished author, lecturer, and advocate. No matter the setbacks we are facing in our lives, we have the ability to overcome them by being determined to never give up on our dreams. What is it that stands as an obstacle from achieving your goal in life? You only see limitations where you put them. Nothing in life can stop you, if you desire to achieve great things. Today your own disability may not be physical like Helen Keller's, but financial or otherwise, but trust in God, He will make a way out for you. The book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 13 states, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. This verse reminds us that we can accomplish anything through Christ who strengthens us. As we trust in the Word of God from our Bible text today that says, We are more than conqueror through Christ that loved us. Let us be reminded that we are not alone in our struggles, and that with determination and a belief in God, we can overcome any obstacle that stands in our way. God loves us and He is with us to help us out. No matter how big our problems are, God is bigger than them. We can trust Him to rescue us. In the Bible, the story of Job is a great example of overcoming challenges, despite losing all his wealth, his children and being struck with painful sores all over his body, Job didn't curse God or lose faith in Him. Rather, Job persevered, trusted in God and said, I will wait till my change comes. Job chapter 14 verse 14, and his change later came in Job chapter 42 verse 10. As the Bible says, and the Lord restored Job's losses. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. As you go today, confess concerning your life, the Word of God from our Bible text today and say, In all my challenges, I am more than conquerors through God that loved me. I overcome every disability and challenges today in Jesus' name, let us pray. Dear Lord, we come to You today asking for strength and determination in the face of the difficulties and setbacks we may be facing. We pray that, like Job, we will have the perseverance to overcome any obstacle, and the wisdom to seek help when we need it. We ask for your grace to guide us in all aspects of our lives, and for the strength to always keep moving forward. Bless us today and let your peace reign in our hearts in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Genesis chapter 29 and chapter 30. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 11. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a beautiful day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.